AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Memorial Day, President Biden said,
"Today we remember and we reaffirm freedom is worth the sacrifice."
The president laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery and said Memorial Day is always a day where pain and pride are mixed together. This is also the day in 2015 the president's veteran son, Beau, died of a brain tumor.
It always feels to me on Memorial Day. I see him, not as he was the last time I held his hand, but the day I pinned his bars on him.
Earlier, the president said there may be some bipartisan support to tighten restrictions on the kind of high-powered weapons used by the gunman that killed 19 children and two adults in Uvalde, Texas. The president said the Second Amendment is not absolute.
You couldn't buy a cannon when the Second Amendment was passed. You couldn't go out and purchase a lot of weapons.
In Congress, a bipartisan group of senators talked over the weekend to see if they could reach some kind of modest compromise on gun legislation after a decade of mostly failed efforts. Leaders of the European Union are gathering in a new show of solidarity with Ukraine, but divisions over whether to target Russian oil in a new sanctions package are exposing the limits of how far the bloc can go to help the war-torn country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the bloc's leaders in a video message they must remain united and target Russia's lucrative energy sector. Two people were killed, 20 others injured, after a crash that sent two cars careening into a crowd of bystanders at the annual Memorial Day weekend cruise night in Lincoln, Nebraska. Police there do not believe there's any evidence this was an intentional act. Protesters angry over a building collapse in Iran that killed at least 32 people shouted down an emissary sent by the supreme leader, sparking a crackdown in Iran that saw riot police, club demonstrators, and fire tear gas. This is AP News. Researchers searching a mountainside in Nepal recovered the bodies of 21 of the 22 people who were on board a plane that crashed.
The Tara Air turboprop twin otter plane had lost control with the airport tower on Sunday while flying on a scheduled 20-minute flight in an area of deep river gorges and mountaintops. Recovery efforts were delayed because some bodies had been pinned under the plane's wreckage. Rescuers have had to work with their bare hands due to difficulties moving the metal debris. Four Indians and two Germans were on the plane, the three crew members and other passengers were Nepali nationals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A North Carolina man who won a $10 million lottery prize in 2017 has been sentenced to life in prison without parole in the 2020 fatal shooting of his girlfriend. Michael Todd Hill won $10 million from a scratch-off ticket. Keona Graham was found dead in a hotel room with a gunshot wound at the back of her head. Ed Donahue, AP News.